sometimes you see a conversation in the Torah or Psukim, which, you know, seem to be precarious to the thought process. So, you know, in our thought process, you know, the Yid is the person who has Yerushalmayim and Bimun and Bitochen and clarity. And the Muslim don't have that clarity. They see everything is based on Hishtadlis and physical work, and you have to run to get ahead, etc., etc. So you have this conversation between Laban and Yaakov. Laban says, Nichashti, I checked in my Nichush, Hashem gave me a blessing because of you. Very holy, Hashem gives a blessing, he sees in his visions, Hashem gives a blessing to him because of Yaakovino's presence. Yaakovino says that he says, you know, I worked hard. So Yaakov, you know, is arguing hishtadlis, 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 and love and saying holy blessings from heaven. Right now, so the answer is that love and believes in holy blessings from heaven. That therefore, when it comes to paying for him, well, listen, you know, it wasn't because you worked hard. You know, I'm not paying you for your work. I'm paying you for your, you know, because God gives blessings through you. Okay, you pay less for God giving blessings through him. Apparently, love and held, then you pay for the hard work. Yaakov says, "There's a chiyuv mishtadlus, and I was mishtadl tremendously as a worker. I have a dinim, I have a chiyuvim, I have alochas, I have responsibilities. I worked hard. I worked my kishkas out." Right, day and night, like it says later on, right? So the payment is according to that. So sometimes people invoke the siyata d'shmaya in the wrong moments. It says, you know, so I'm working on, you know, I'm trying to change myself, working my midas. You know, how's it going? Need siyata d'shmaya. Need siyata d'shmaya. Needs human beings' work. Doesn't need siyata d'shmaya. Right. Yes, after all of your work, you need Siyata D'Shmaya, but that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's business. It's not ours. Right? In certain areas, you know, person that takes responsibility for his family. So that's a mitzvah that he's doing with the responsibility of a human being to be mishtadl properly to take care of his Christ pranasa. So he needs to work hard. That's his job. That's his responsibility. Im kolzeh, you need the Bershom will then send his bracha as he sees fit. But on our end, the focus, now, when we say, oh, I was so successful, and it was so gewaltig, and it was so, you see how smart I am, you say, excuse me, the Bershom did it. Right? So if we're using the arguments of Siyata D'Shmaya to recognize the Soif Dovra Kol Nishma, the accomplishment that was due to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's correct. If we use it as a way to mamayit our responsibilities and our chiyuvim up front, you know what? I'll do whatever, and the Bershom will take care. That's improper. That's not the person's avoda. The person's avoda is to work as much as they can. Now, there's certain areas you're not mechuyev to work it, but saying whatever area that a person has understood and worked through, understood that this is his responsibility, he has a chiyuv to work at it. With his abilities, his mental capacity, his physical capacity, and after that is done, he recognizes that it's from a bracha, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he accomplishes something. And that's extremely hard because I wouldn't work the bracha of Kodesh Baruch Hu is obvious. But now that I'm working very hard, I think it's me. And that's the balance of the godless of a Ben Yisrael is to be able to keep both things in perspective, the Siyata D'Shmaya being used in the proper moment, and the Chiyuv Hishtadlus being used in the proper moment, and not mixing up the two and doing them backwards. Have a good Shabbos.